Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Trump administration will put an end to a program that allows thousands of Haitian immigrants to live in the United States, affecting about 5,000 Haitians in Massachusetts. Haitians with temporary protected status, or TPS, will have to leave the U.S. in 18 months. For more on this, we're joined by Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano. Good morning, Congressman. Thanks for being with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Happy to. It's always a pleasure.
So what's your reaction to the White House decision to end TPS for Haitian immigrants?
I'm disappointed, but I can't honestly say I'm surprised. This goes right along with all the other actions this president has taken relative to immigration, which is to denigrate immigrants and do nothing to fix the problems that we have. At least in this case, he gave us some time to be able to work things out for the individuals that will be seriously impacted.
So in its decision, though, the Department of Homeland Security said that conditions in Haiti have improved since the 2010 earthquake, which is why people were granted this status in the first place. If conditions have improved, then why should the program continue?
Well, I mean, improved is a relative term. I mean, I would challenge anybody who has made this decision to feel free to go live in Haiti for the rest of their lives if they think it's so good. Haiti was a difficult country to begin with. The earthquake, has it improved? I'm sure it has. There's no question it's improved from complete and total devastation, but it has not improved enough to reabsorb 60,000 people that have moved out of the country that do, number one, they're here legally, they work, they pay taxes, they send a lot of money back to Haiti to keep it on its feet, and they have, you know, they provide a valuable services to this country. To me, this is a short-sighted, heartless decision.
Last night, after the decision, you tweeted, quote, "We have a few months to fight back. Massachusetts will lead," end quote. What do you expect Congress to do, and how will Massachusetts lead?
Well, we're going to lead. It's pushing some bills that are there now, trying to come up with other bills. If we can get more people on our side, try to explain a position. What do I expect? I don't know. I mean, this Congress is still feeling itself out. We don't know whether this Congress is as heartless as the Trump administration has shown thus far. But we're going to keep fighting, and we're going to do the best we can. So I don't know that I have – I don't like raising false expectations, but we will do everything we can, and we'll do it as hard as we can. And in the past, we have had some formulas for success in different areas. The Massachusetts delegation is pretty good at what we do. Nonetheless, we are clearly struggling uphill.
How do you think Massachusetts might be affected by this particular decision affecting Haitian immigrants?
Well, just on Haiti alone, again, Nicaragua, I don't know how many we have from Nicaragua. Well, we had some, but we've probably got, the estimates are around 5,000 people that live here. Most of them live in the greater Boston area, probably most of them in Boston. And again, these people are here legally. We invited them here. They haven't been hiding. They haven't, they pay taxes. They have their children in school. They've been put down, they've put together a life. There is an active and a very vibrant Haitian community that welcomed them here when they got here. So that I think this is like taking 5,000 people from anywhere and just ripping them out of a society. That's not going to be helpful.
Massachusetts Congressman Michael Capuano, thanks very much for being with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.